You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com.
Maddie Hamady, the leadoff hitter for the Chesterton Trojans in the sixth inning with the Crown Point Bulldogs looking pretty comfortable. 3-0 here in the top of the sixth. And the pitch chopped to the right and out of play. Hamady, the ninth place hitter, giving way to Grimm, Shelby Grimm that is, and Maddie Seamus. 9-1-2 for Chesterton in their half of the sixth. Once again, a gap in right center. We've been seeing quite a bit of gaps in right center this afternoon. Pitch misses up for a ball. 1-2. Six light towers here at Crown Point High School. Two down each baseline. One in the outfield straight away. All on at the moment. Fouled right above us. Each light tower consisting of six bulbs. Taking pretty decent effect. The infield playing in of Ballantine, McMahon, and Bird. Very shallow. Here's the 1-2. Inside, 2-2. Or outside. 2-2. Top of the order after Maddie Hamady. Another 2-2 pitch. This is inside, and the count runs full, 3-2. The Notre Dame product, Alexis Holloway, looking for the knockout punch here in the sixth. Here is the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Beautiful off-speed pitch. Takes care of Maddie Hamady. If you look at it, it was off-speed, had a little drop to it, and drops in, swung on and missed, for strike three.
Number four, Shelby Grimm.
Nine strikeouts in the ballgame for Alexis. Shelby Grimm, the leadoff hitter, looks at a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Crown Point in the third base side dugout. Chesterton in the first. The 0-1. Off the end of the bat and line foul just inside the line. So the count moves to 0-2. Frank Sprinkle here on USA-365.com. We have four games scheduled for next week. Baseball and softball. The 0-2. Foul to the left and out of play. Looking ahead to our broadcast schedule on these airwaves, we will be at the base. We'll actually be back here for softball on Tuesday. The Lake Central Indians come in, always a rivalry. Then we'll have baseball with the LaPorte Slicers the following day, next Wednesday, May the 3rd. And then we're off on Thursday, and we'll be back Friday night. That's right. A game under the lights at the baseball diamond, 7 o'clock, as the pitch misses upstairs, 1-2. The Munster Mustangs will be in for a non-conference tilt against the Crown Point Bulldogs. And then we'll be back the next morning, less than 24 hours later, for the Crown Point Bulldogs and Drain 59ers game on the road. That will be a baseball game, so three baseball games next week and a softball tilt to start the week. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Crown Point with a 3-0 lead, top of the sixth. Here's the 2-2. Misses inside, it goes full, 3-2. The second full count of the inning for Alexis. Alexis looking in the stance of Madrigal has been her catcher the last couple of years. The payoff pitch. Way outside. So ball four. And that ends a strand of 11 shut down by Alexis Holloway. You have to go back. The last base runner was in the second inning for Chesterton when Kari Lafreniere drew a base on ball. Crown Point still with the lead, 3-0. The totals 3-5-0 for the Crown Point Bulldogs, 0-1-1 for Chesterton. Eddie Seamus in the batter's box. Every softball player wearing a protective face guard. You see that in softball. You don't see it in baseball, of course. Figured that would give you better protection. Although maybe blocking your eyesight. Here's the pitch. Swung on and miss at a fastball. 0-1. Now the 0-1 delivery. Here it is. Runner takes off from first. A throw down by Magical. Not in time. And a stolen base for Shelby Grimm. Runner in scoring position with one out for Chesterton, trying tooth and nail to fight back into this ball game. Down by three. Second stolen base of the game for Chesterton. Here's the 1-1 offering. This is upstairs, a little bit of a half swing, and the appeal down to the base ump, no, as the count moves to two balls and a strike. The wind blowing very briskly out toward right. Holloway shakes off twice. Magical has what she wants, the 2-1. Upstairs, and the count goes 3-1. Texas has worked quite a few deep counts to these hitters here in the sixth. Hit this runner aboard. He'll bring a tying run for Chesterton. And indeed, the tying run will come up. Ball four. Two walks in the inning for Alexis Holloway, and now she's in a jam. Or wait, is it a strike? Sorry.
Nice try.
Mike Adams, I'm looking your direction here. Are they saying
it's a strike?
A strike?
All
right, so it is a strike. So 3-2 the count. Oh, Alexis Holloway catching a big break. Now the payoff pitch. Here it comes. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Boy, a big break and a big out for Alexis Holloway and company. Two gone in the inning. And the first time we're going to see Anderson here in the ball game. Here's the pitch. I'll actually check that. Looks like we do have a pitch hitter. Okay, so we have Marnie Sisson. All right, so Sisson comes into the game hitting for Haley McBride. So Sisson, the new first baseman, 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, 1-2. Alexis Holloway looking for the knockout punch and trying to get out of damage. The 1-2, off speed and all the way to the backstop. It's going to go as a wild pitch as it moves Shelby Grimm in the third. Really not a big threat here as Grimm. Even if she were to come in, it'd still be a 3-1 ball game. You want to focus on the hitter at the plate, Sisson. Open stance for Sisson. Strong bend of the knees. Swirls the bat around. Lets the swirl go. Here's the 2-2. Way upstairs, and here comes Grimm in from third. The throw down, and she is out. Magical able to throw out the charging Shelby Grimm. The pitcher, Alexis Holloway, there to cover the bag, and a big break for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Grimm retired 2-1 on the putout. That will do it for the Chesterton Trojans in their half of the sixth. Crown Point coming up leading 3-0. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Spring and summer's a great time to take the car out for a drive, and when you do, you can make sure your vehicle's looking its best with a trip to Soft Touch Car Wash. An even smarter move is to join the unlimited monthly car wash club to keep your car clean throughout the season at an affordable price. Soft Touch Car Wash in Oil and Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. Visit their new website at oilandgowash.com. That's oilandgowash.com. Proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant for the best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials with homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned, at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com.
Frank Sprinkle back here on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com. Bottom of the sixth with the Crown Point Bulldogs coming up. Maggie Ballantine, Gracie Frazier, Alexi Madrigal. Before we move any further, I want to thank our sponsors. You hear them on these broadcasts all the time. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, 1312 North Main Street next to Dairy Queen and Crown Point. Also specializing in catering at Oil and Go and Soft Touch Car Wash in Crown Point at 1492 North Main Street. A pop-up to the left side off the bat of Ballantine and caught by Cassidy Grimm. One out in the inning. So Gracie Frazier in the box.
And entering the game for the Bulldogs.
It looks like
Hannah
we have Hannah Grady coming into the game. So Pete Yusich going a little deep on his bench here. So Hannah Grady coming in a pitch hitting role for Gracie Frazier, first baseman. So I'll assume she will be at first in the top half of the seventh. Here's the pitch. This is off the plate, or actually catches the outside corner, a called strike two. By the way, Cherry Tree, Oil and Touch, Oil and Go, and Soft Touch Car Wash, thank you for your sponsorship. Pitch misses away, one and two. Alexi Madrigal, it appears, is on deck. The 1-2. Fouled off to the right and out of play over the stands. Now count still a ball and two strikes. Busy week for us, as mentioned, here on these airwaves next week. We'll start the week with softball here against Lake Central at home and then have three baseball games in four days, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Anderson looking in. Has what she wants, tiptoes the third base side of the rubber, and the pitch misses inside, or actually hit her. It looked like it did hit her. As Hannah Grady advances down the first on a hit batsman, and that will bring up Lexi Madrigal. Or actually, check that. I didn't think, it looks like Pete Yusich wanted to give some of his. So Lexi Madrigal not coming in. We do have.
Just entering the game for the Bulldogs, number 34, Brittany Johnstone.
Brittany Johnstone coming into this game. So it's going to be Johnstone coming in for Madrigal. And what do we have here? Pete Yusich coming out as well as Jim Chancellor, his longtime assistant, going back to their days at Lowell High School. Talking of the ump, not sure what this is about. All right, so it is to check out the hit batsman, which is Hannah Grady. And it looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner coming in, number 10.
Courtesy runner for Hannah Grady, number 10, Gracie Frazier.
So Gracie Frazier back into this game. An applause given from the Crown Point crowd, a partisan Crown Point crowd.
Mom, where's your umbrella?
Crown Point looking to pick up their 13th win on the season, their second in back-to-back days. So Johnstone coming into this game. Pete Yusich going off the bench here late. Crown Point will have the opportunity to win it in the seventh.
I already said to
him. Now the 0-1. Way outside, a ball and a strike. Carmi 1-0 to come. Outfield deep and straight away. Corner outfielders playing near the lines, and the pitch inside, 2-0. In the distance, bluish-gray sky visible over the south and southeast, as well as the west. Fouled off to the right. Near the light tower, the count, 2-0. Crown Point with 3 days off after this game here today. On the road Saturday. The 2-1. Tries to catch the outside corner and does. 2-2. Here's the pitch. A high towering pop up. Middle of the diamond coming over to her left. The shortstop Seamus. She makes the catch for the second out. Runner at first, 2 outs here in the bottom of the sixth, 3-0, Crown Point the lead. All of their 3 runs coming in the fourth inning. It was an inning that produced 3 runs on 3 hits. There was also an error. Tracy Frazier, who was initially in the starting lineup, now uses a courtesy runner in place of Hannah Grady, who was hit by the pitch. 0-1 the count to Natalie Kleinberg. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Anderson has what she wants, delivers off the plate outside, or catches the outside corner. Probably. I got to get used to that delay call. 0-2 the count. It's almost as if we have the fate of the world on our hands just waiting for that call. The 0-2, here it is. Grounded right back to the mound. Knocked down by Anderson. Over the first in time, and that will do it for the Bulldogs in their half of the sixth. They leave a runner aboard, come up with nothing, no hits. We go to the top of the seventh. Last call for the Chesterton Trojans. The Crown Point Bulldogs leading 3-0. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant. Best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials with homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant. Heartwarming and family owned. At 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com.
Last call for the Chesterton Trojans here in the top half of the seventh. Stepping up for Chesterton, Marnie Sisson. Sisson in the place of Noel. Michael. And the pitch. Misses up. The count 1-1. Right-handed hitter Sisson. A sophomore on this Chesterton softball club, and the pitch misses in the dirt. 1-1. Crown Point looking to close the door and pick up yet another win. They're second in 2 days. 12-0 entering the play today. They'll be unlucky 13-0, but will improve to 9-0 in the conference. The 2-1. Swung on and missed at a pitch in the dirt. 2-2. Talking to Mike Adams about Oil & Go and a cherry tree. I want to definitely thank them for our sponsorship. It means a lot. The 2-2. This is inside 3-2. Well, the blessing here about today is that we have gotten this game in. There was forecast. It was forecast over the last 24 hours that the rain would be coming and coming down pretty hard, but it is coming, and it looks like we're going to get this game in full. Breaking ball right over. Call strike three on an off-speed pitch. Sisson retired on strikes. One gone in the inning. And Cassidy Grimm will step into the box. Cassidy with the batting helmet on as well as the black face mask. So if one out, here's the delivery. Breaking ball right over the outside corner, a called strike.
Now up to the Trojans, pinch hitting number 9 is Zenner.
All right, so it looks like we have a pitch hitter, Elizabeth Zenner, in the box. So Zenner steps up and looks at a pitch upstairs, 1-1. Chesterton, if this holds up, still an impressive run here this season. 11-5 coming in. They will be 5 games over the 500 mark. 1-1. Chop foul to the left. The wind still blowing a little briskly out toward right. Here's the 1-2 offering. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Two gone in the inning, and the Chesterton Trojans down their last out.
Now up for the Trojans, number 19, Cassidy Grimm.
So two strikeouts in the inning. Cassidy Grimm, the last call for Chesterton, and looks at a pitch for a strike to count 0-1. Oh, 13-0 in good hands at the moment, the 0-1. Off the plate outside, a ball and a strike. Pretty decent-sized crowd here this afternoon as between the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Chesterton Trojans. Crown Point looking to close the door on this one. Here's the pitch. Swung on and miss at a high heater, and now Chesterton down at her last strike, 1-2. Two outs here in the inning. Lexis Holloway looking into Lexi Madrigal. Has what she wants. Goes in her wind. The 1-2 way up. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs in the inning. This will be the fourth shutout of the year if it holds up for the Bulldogs. First shutout on April 11th here against Michigan City, 13-0. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and that will do it, and you can call it a ball game and put the exclamation point next to a Bulldog W. The Crown Point Bulldogs advance to 13-0, their perfect season still intact, 9-0 in the Doolin Athletic Conference. Both teams right now at around home plate, shaking hands. The Chesterton Trojans fall to a pretty respectable 11-6. However, they are one game above the 500 mark in the DAC at 5-4. So the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Chesterton Trojans, pending the postseason tournament and hostilities for the 2017 season, Crown Point with the clean sweep. As mentioned, this is the fourth shutout of the year for the Crown Point Bulldogs, who win this one 3-0 this afternoon under mostly clouded, humid, and windy conditions. So 3-0 the final. Crown Point still perfect. We'll be back with the postgame show after this. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant with the best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials with homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned, at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Kent Lundquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together, we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're hosts of the Freedom of Jazz, one of the proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We're also proud to bring you music each week from some of the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
And artists with their own distinctive styles, like Shorty Rogers and Zoot Sims.
So I invite you friends to join us each Sunday night at 8 for the Freedom of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Indiana. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana.
Hi, I'm Kent Lundquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together, we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're hosts of the Freedom of Jazz, one of the proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We're also proud to bring you music each week from some of the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
And artists with their own distinctive styles, like Shorty Rogers and Zoot Sims.
So I invite you friends to join us each Sunday night at 8 for the Freedom of Jazz on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldogs High School Softball on USA-365.com.
All right, the crowd filing out here at Crown Point High School. Some still mingling as the Crown Point Bulldogs pick up their 13th victory of the season. Boy, oh boy, what can you say? Alexi, great ball game here this afternoon. Alexis Holloway striking out the side to end it. 13 strikeouts unofficially for her. Give you the final totals of this ball game, as it was a great game for the Crown Point Bulldogs. 3-5-0 for the Crown Point Bulldogs, the home and victorious Crown Point Bulldogs. For the Chesterton Trojans, 0-1-1. There was an error on the part of the Chesterton Trojans in their half, in the bottom half of the fourth inning, all part of a three-run frame. The Crown Point Bulldogs picking up 3 runs on 3 hits. They also got some help with an error. The Crown Point Bulldogs once again improved their overall mark to 13-0 on the regular season, 9-0 in the DAC. The Chesterton Trojans 11-6, 5-4. In the conference. And both teams now done for the season as far as the regular season is concerned. Wouldn't be surprised if we see them in the tournament. The Crown Point Bulldogs from here will play Mishawaka Marion. That will be a 10 a.m. game on the road Saturday. The Chesterton Trojans, they will head. Actually, they play tomorrow against the Hobart Brickies. So another game for the Chesterton Trojans here tomorrow as the Crown Point Bulldogs looking for their 14th win of the season. It will have to wait, however, for 3 days. The Crown Point Bulldogs, after two back-to-back games at Portage yesterday and Chesterton here today, two DAC games, will get a little bit of rest. So once again, the final score, the Crown Point Bulldogs 3, the Chesterton Trojans nothing. The winning pitcher, Alexis Holloway, she went the distance, struck out 13. The losing pitcher, Lexi Benko, she went 3 2/3 innings here this afternoon. So we're so happy you could join us here. We'll be back for our next broadcast. That will be on Tuesday. It'll be softball. As mentioned, we got a busy week for you here on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com. A busy week. The Crown Point Bulldogs will be in action in softball on Tuesday. That will be our next broadcast. It will come against the Lake Central Indians as the calendar now turns to the month of May. We will have the Bulldogs in softball and then three baseball games that week to follow. The next date, May the 3rd, May 2nd, the softball game, May 3rd, Wednesday. The LaPorte Slicers come here for baseball against the Crown Point Bulldogs. Both of those games, by the way, the Tuesday softball game, the Wednesday baseball game, 4:30 first pitches, 4:15 with the pregame show, and then Friday, non-conference baseball for the Crown Point Bulldogs here at home, the Munster Mustangs providing the opposition. It's a Friday night, May the 5th, 7 o'clock, a primetime game under the lights. We will have that game for you at 7, 6:45 with the pregame, and then the baseball team back in action on the road against the Andrean 59ers at 11 a.m. first pitch from 5959 Broadway. We will be there 11 o'clock first pitch, 10:45 with the pregame show. So the Crown Point Bulldogs victorious here on the softball diamond, 3-0 over the Chesterton Trojans. Right now, let's thank the sponsors who made this broadcast possible on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com. Live internet radio coverage of Crown Point High School Bulldogs softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com. Brought to you by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, serving the best breakfast in the area at 1312 North Main Street, next door to the Dairy Queen in Crown Point. Also specializing in catering small to medium-sized groups. Call them at area code 219-661-1800. Oil and Go and Soft Touch Car Wash, keeping your car lubricated and clean at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point. Their website is at oilandgowash.com. The Feeling Jazz, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM The Lakeshore and online at lakeshorepublicradio.org. And by The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader, and The Sea Breeze, with the world's greatest vocals and the all-new WFLM, the world's finest listening music, 24 hours a day at www.thebreeze.com. That's B-R-E-E-Z.com. Thank you for listening to Crown Point High School Softball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com. The executive producer of our sports broadcast here on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com is Dave Woodward. John Meyer, the president of Meyer Multimedia Services. Go to USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com. Mark Smith has plenty of polls as well as various stories for you on our website, USA-365.com, also at Indiana-sports.com. So for everybody I mentioned, I'm Frank Sprinkle from Crown Point High School. We're this afternoon. The Bulldogs, still perfect in the 2017 season in girls softball, defeat the Chesterton Trojans 3-0. They sweep Chesterton for 2017. Don't be surprised if we see them in a tournament. For everybody I mentioned, have a good night and a good weekend, everybody. Talk to you Tuesday. So long, everybody.